Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jim Kukral is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Jim is a new friend, and he's been an internet marketing professional for a long time. He's been recognized as one of the most influential people on Twitter. He's a program faculty member at the University of San Francisco's Internet Marketing Program, which he does not in San Francisco, which is perfect for somebody who helps people with their online marketing. And he's our new friend, Jim Kukral. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Good to have you here. You're teaching people at the University of San Francisco about their online marketing. Why would anybody presume you'd be in San Francisco, right?
Well, you know, that's just another example of the opportunity that sits in front of everybody's
feet
that you probably talk about every single day, which is there's never been a greater time in the history of the world to be able to build your brand, get your word out there, and reach and help people than ever before.
Yep.
Ever before.
That's exactly right. I was just telling the audience that we've been broadcasting since November of 97, but I've been simulcasting my radio show since January of 98. So we've been covering the airwaves, the ones and zeros for a long time doing that. Okay, Jim, let's talk about your attitude about publishing a book. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, there's a big shift that happened. So there's a lot of you out there who are listening right now who are saying to yourself, well, you've been told for years that you weren't allowed to publish a book. You had to go through a publisher
right.
that would decide.
Nobody will. Who would publish this book? Nobody's going to publish your book.
Exactly.
Jim, I heard you writing a book. Do you have a publisher?
Exactly. That's exactly what would happen. And for hundreds of years, since Gutenberg invented the printed press, right?
Right.
Publishers have controlled this gateway of information. They were these gatekeepers, and they said, your book's not good enough, but this one is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? A couple of years ago, everything changed. You know, with the power of the internet, everything changed. But then when Amazon and Barnes & Noble said, you know what, we're going to let you put your book online. We're not going to charge you anything unless someone buys it. And we're not going to judge if it's good or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that opened up an entire gateway. So now you have people who are subject matter experts from all over the world. Somebody says, you know what, I really know a lot about 19th century hats. Well, I'd love to write a book about that. And now you can. And
yep.
now you can get that book delivered to people all over the world in print and digital form. And that is the huge revolution that happened. And every single person who knows a lot about something can take that information from their head and put it on the web or in print form
and
now be a published author.
And here's the thing. You could always write your own book and get it printed yourself. But today, but you might not be able to get anybody to buy it. But today, with all the different communities that you have access to, you know, a bookstore is not necessarily the place to sell that book, that 19th century subject matter book you were just talking about. You'd want to go hang out in the communities where people care about those things and make your book available to those communities. That's how you sell a book these days, especially an esoteric, a vertical kind of a book.
Well, in order to understand the future of book sales, you kind of got to just, you know, look around you in the world and understand a couple of things. First of all, a third of all books are now e-books, right?
Yep.
By the way,
what's very interesting is on Amazon, 40% of our book sales are e-book.
Right.
Of our new book.
There's still this romance about print books. There's still a lot of people who love print books.
I love my print book. I still read print books.
I love them as well. But I have to say that because I have to make a point. And the point is that publishers have been in the business of paper for the last 500 years, not the business of content.
Right.
You know, when you go to a publisher, their concept is how thick and nice can we make this book because it looks great on a bookshelf, heavy,
right.
And I can sell it for $25.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They didn't really care about the content. They cared about the paper that they were selling. And the future of what we're having right now is I ask anyone to sit around when they're at the doctor's office or on a bus or anywhere and look what people are doing. You know what they're doing? They're on their tablet devices or they're on their phone. And people are reading content on those devices.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the one device that people are going to have with them 99% of the day,
yep.
24 hours a day for the rest of their lives. And that's a cell phone. When you go to get up from your cubicle to go get a Snickers bar out of the machine, do you leave your cell phone sitting on your desk or do you put it in your pocket and take it with you?
Right.
Exactly. And that's the point. So as this trend is happening, people are going to be accessing your content from these devices all over the world at any time of the day. And that's what's going to happen in the future. And it's the great news, isn't it?
Well, exactly. And see, the thing is, you know, I mean, I print my books first because...
So do I. I love making versions of my
print because I sell my books that way. I sell them in print. I use them. I have a business model that works for that. But... I have to spend thousands of dollars printing a print run of books, right? Well,
right.
you can hire if you don't want to do it yourself, which you can do yourself, the ebook, you can do it yourself. You need a little bit of skills, you need a certain kind of programs, and you can do it yourself. Or for $1,000 to $2,000, you can get an ebook done beautifully that will work perfectly on Amazon.
See, I don't even think you have to charge that much.
I think it just depends. I'm just saying you could do it. Listen, I'm just talking about. I'm just saying if you want to find somebody that's absolutely the pro of all pros of ebooks, it'll cost you $1,000 to $2,000. You might be able to get who will do it for $500. But the point is, that's a lot less than thousands of dollars to print a hardback book.
Right. You know, one of the first ebooks
Jim. And guess what, folks? If you can sell a million of those and not have to spend any more money, if I go back to the press, I got to keep funding the press run.
Yeah, you know, I like to just let people know that it's entirely possible to do yourself without having to spend a lot of money because so many people get caught up on this. You know, you've written a lot of business books, you've done thousands and thousands of business interviews, and we both know that the thing that stops people, one of the things that stops people from doing what they need to do is fear, and then you have cost of things, right? Don't worry about the cost. Hold on to that thought.
Give us your website, Jim, quickly.
AuthorMarketingClub.com.
AuthorMarketingClub.com. When we come back, I'm going to get Jim to talk to us about how to, now that we got your book done, how do you sell it? He's going to help us with that after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.